Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you tonight on the Blog Talk. I want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for you, for your presence. People who come to help me thank God 1,000 times. What a miracle. What a phenomenal blessing. I thank God for this Blog Talk radio tonight because they're coming from all over the world. In just a moment, I'm going to get a station identification. But I want you to know that it means much to me that you're here to help us praise the Lord. He deserves your praise. He deserves all the adoration. Because what we have, he gave to us. Who we are, he made us. What we know, God taught us. And where we come from, God brought us. We do give him all the praise, all the adoration for everything he's done. We love him. We appreciate him. We glorify him. My, 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 my. I don't know if you've ever been sick, but if you have, you know that he's a healer. We had a lady just on Sunday morning who walked in Amazing Grace. She had called her pastor, and the doctors had diagnosed her as having breast cancer. But we prayed for her and asked God to touch her. And when she walked in church Sunday, I had her come and give her testimony. And, oh, my God, she came up and said, "The doctors diagnosed me as having breast cancer." I called my pastor, and he prayed for me. And not too long after that, they called me back and said, "Sherry," they said, "that this is completely curable and you're going to be all right." And she began to praise God and give God glory. We had such a praise time off of that on Sunday morning. God blessed us in a great way. This is your opportunity to praise him for what he's done for you. What has the Lord done for you? Have you ever been down and he picked you up? Have you ever been broke and he blessed you to pay all your bills? Have you ever been sick and he healed your body? Have you ever had problems on your job and God fixed it for you? Have you ever had problems with your kinfolks, with your siblings, brothers and sisters? They wanted to hold a grudge for years, but God touched them and they released the grudge. So many things that God does. I sat down and wrote about at least 80 or 90 miracles that God had done on this, on the front line and the blog line. So get ready to thank him. We're going to take some prayer requests, and when you give your prayer request, just know that we plan to thank God for the answer to your prayer request in advance 1,000 times. 1,000 times. I've never heard of that either. Never heard of it in my life. God gave it to us. And we plan to thank him in advance 1,000 times. That's what you call faith. Believing God's going to do it. So if you can get your prayer request in, just know that we plan to thank God in advance for doing that for you. 1,000 times. All right. God bless you. The line is open to you. If you want to get your prayer request in, your line's open. And just jump right in there and say, "Pastor Johnson, please explain what you need prayer for." And after you explain what you need prayer for, we will take a few prayer requests, as many as we can. And then we will begin to thank God in advance for him granting your prayer request. All right? The line is open to you. Who's the first one? Anybody? Got a prayer request.
Good evening. All right.
Good evening.
This is Ambassador-elect Frierson. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous.
God bless you. I would like to request prayer for my grandmother. She's in her 90s. And she she really needs prayer.
Okay.
For changes in her lifestyle. That person that was taking care of her is no longer there, and she's finding it very difficult to deal with.
Uh-huh. I imagine she does. Is anybody helping her at all?
Right now there's someone there that's 88 that's helping
her. Wow. Oh, my God. Well, y'all got to find somebody to take care of her.
Right.
I learned that from my mother. She's going to need somebody, for sure. Our family took care of her day and night until the Lord took her home. And we weren't tired. No, we weren't tired. We just hated for her to leave, but thank God. All right, anybody else?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Chief Ambassador, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. I hear you.
God bless you. This is Mother Woods, and I would like prayer for my family, the Woods family.
All right. I'm getting a little noise on there. I don't know who's making all that noise, but Mother Woods.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay.
With your family, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ambassador Jones, this is Sister Joyce. I would like prayer for my shoulder and my breathing, and also I would like prayer for my son, Isaac.
Okay, your shoulder.
My right shoulder. And my breathing. And my son,
and
Isaac.
Yes. All right, we
it's
got
our whole family, but yes, sir.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else? Any other prayer requests before we start thanking God for your request? We'll pray first. I'm going to put on here Dr. Betty. She's doing much better, but I just want to keep her on the prayer list.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a prayer request?
This Ambassador Elect Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for my sister-in-law, Mildred Garnett, and for my son, Tyree Garnett. God bless you.
That's Mildred Garnett?
Yes, sir.
And what's your son's?
Tyree.
Son's name. Tyree
Garnett.
And this is Geraldine, right?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
All right. Anyone else? We can take two more if you have them. Have another prayer request. Anybody else? All right. Put me on there. Put me on your prayer request list.
Yes, God. Dr. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
314, Ambassador Leg Jones, good evening. I want to lift up, I was telling you guys the other day, they had this new drug out, and people are overdosing on this drug. Since I last prayed for the person, somebody else has overdosed on this drug. So just asking for deliverance of drugs off people's lives.
You know the name of this drug?
Lean. It's called Lean.
Spell that.
I think L-E-A-N, Lean. They have young children on it, like high school children is on it as well, so it's detrimental to people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Let's pray right now, and then I'm going to open up all the lines, and we can all thank him together. I just want us to thank him in advance for hearing our cry and for answering this prayer, all these prayers that we have in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, oh, you're so wonderful. You are so wonderful. I don't know of a time that you haven't seen about your children. They're so important to you. And whenever we make a cry to you, God, you hear the cry, the faintest cry, and you answer. Oh, God, thank you. Forgive us for all sins. In the name of Jesus, bless these folk in an everlasting way. Look on the Ambassador Lake Frierson there in Michigan. God, she's praying for her grandmother in her 90s, and she needs caretakers. God, supply the caretakers for her. Let somebody step up and volunteer in the name of Jesus. Give her peace in her mind to know that you got her in mind, that you will take care of her, and that you're sending people to be concerned about her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Oh, thank you for your amazing grace. I want to thank you also, Lord, for Sister Joyce. God, thank you for all these prayer warriors on here. We're going to be thanking you 1,000 times for touching her shoulder and touching her breathing. God, help her to have great breathing and in her lungs, Lord. Don't let it be hindered. Touch her in Jesus' name. Look on her son, Isaac, and help him and bless him in the name of Jesus. Give her her heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch her and give her an absolute bona fide miracle in her shoulder and in her breathing. And with her son, look on Dr. Betty. God, completely heal her body, too. Oh, God, help her. Touch her. Don't let her have any headaches. And oh, God, pray that you touch her physical body, heal her body in Jesus' name. I pray for Pastor-elect Charlene Garnett. And I pray also for Mildred Garnett and for Tyree Garnett. All of them, God, fix that thing for him and touch him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I pray for myself, Lord, that you would look on me and give us the heart's desires. Bless, 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 bless. And Ambassador-elect Jones, God, thank you for her being concerned about these young people and men and women who are being tricked by this lean drug. God, I pray for promoters of this lean drug that somehow you would not let it be promoted and that you would let it subsist in the name of Jesus. Let it fade away. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost go and pull this drug off the shelf and let it not be effective. Oh, God, any longer, as effective any longer. And bless, 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 bless these people who help these people who have taken that drug. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they might be able to get free from this drug some way. Only through you, Lord, only through you. Let them get free from it, in Jesus' name. Now bless us on this blog line and solve all problems.
Yes.
Bless people, Lord. Bless them, bless them, bless them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Those who didn't get their prayer requests in, remember them too, Lord, and let a miracle happen. Oh, God, you're the miracle worker, and we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And as we begin to thank you 1,000 times, Lord, we're thanking you in advance for solving all these problems. Problems with Ambassador Nick Fries and her grandmother, and Mother Woods, and her family, Lord. Bless her family. Sister Joyce, her shoulder and breathing. And her son, Tyree, and Dr. Betty, healing her body, Lord.
Yes.
Ambassador Nick, Geraldine Garnett, and Mildred Garnett, and Tyree Garnett. Myself, Lord. Amen. And Ambassador Nick Jones. Praying for the lean drug. thank you now, Lord, for bringing all these things to pass. We give you glory and adoration. And God, I'm asking the people all over the country. Yeah, all over the country. Amen. We won't get that station identification tonight, Ambassador Dr. Julie Higgin. We're just going straight into the praises. A mind to praise him. Amen. Yep. Don't crawl. Let's come on, praise him, and give God glory. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor's grandmother, that you touching her and supplying her need.
Thank you for the weather.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you,
Lord. I thank you.
You are the great I am. Thank you, Jesus.
Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Amen. You can write us there. God bless you. If you have a gift, you can send it there. The Lord bless you. And we love you.
This is Mother Wilson. Just wanted to praying for my niece, Catherine Boyce, her daughter, and her husband. They were in an accident this afternoon. The bag came out and hit her in the head. She had a pretty bad headache. She was in the emergency room. She said they was on their way home from the funeral home, and a police car hit them. He made a U-turn in the street and hit them. So we just praying for them. I heard y'all praying for the request that wasn't made, so I know that got them too. So God bless y'all.
Thank you so much, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on her niece and her husband and the family members involved in that accident. Lord, touch them, help them, and heal them. I pray. I'm sure upset from the death of her mother. God, help, help, help.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we thank you again for what you've done here tonight and for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. He will look after them, and then they will be. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I say the final prayer that I normally say, but some of y'all are catching it now. And thank you for it. Lord, bless them in this city. Bless them in. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless them when they're away. Bless them, Lord, in their finances. And bless them in their health. And bless them in their strength. Whatever they ask, grant the request. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive it.
Amen. May y'all have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Again and again and again. The Lord bless you. Okay? God bless you.
God bless you.
Anybody want to say a word? If so, I'm on the line. Say a word of encouragement. Say a word for the Lord. Whatever. If you do, the line is open to you. Anybody?
I just thank God. This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I just thank God for the prayer going on. And I thank the Lord because it just gives life. And I thank Him how He has blessed the prayer line, Dr. Johnson and Mother Betty. Just continue on because I know God has greater things in store for you.
Thank you so very, very much. Anyone else want to have a word to say? All right, thank all of you. Look for your healing now. You should put your prayer on the Lord. Look for God to show up. It's getting better all. Thank God. All right. Y'all have a wonderful night. Amen. I'm dismissing tonight. The Lord bless you and keep you. Go with God. He'll go with you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night to you.